This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Not sure what Darryl Ryder shops for his groceries, but he is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Kuhn's Premier Jewelry Store. He joins us now to discuss all things Browns training camp, maybe a little Gardos, but actually, most important of all,
yes,
Darryl,
we have to start here.
Have been waiting with bated breath to know, did you get to the stadium on time on Wednesday to get your bobblehead and your Metropolis t-shirt?
Superman has been secured. Yes, I did.
All right.
Well, congratulations on all your success, Darryl.
I was sweating, man. I kept going up that ramp.
We were all
that
sweating, line, but
that's oh, for, no, that line was really long, and I was getting closer and closer to the upper deck, and I'm like, my goodness, they might run out of these things, but they did a great job handing them out. I got mine within like 10 minutes, so crisis averted.
So how many bobbleheads do you have in your collection now?
I'm around 200.
Do you have a goal in mind of how many you want to get to?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm more focused on the quality, not the quantity.
That's fair. Yeah, there's definitely some cool ones that come out, and I know you're always first to try to get them and add to your collection. I look forward to seeing the new Superman one in your background there at home. Darryl, obviously we heard from Andrew Berry yesterday, finally getting some information or some sort of response, I guess, on the Quinshon Judkins legal situation. What did you make of Barry's response, and especially the fact that he kind of didn't slam the door completely on like this not even being a relationship that ever happens in terms of Quinshon Judkins being here eventually?
Yeah, I mean, 15 of the nearly 25 minutes that he talked was spent on Judkins. And, yeah, he didn't want to jump to any conclusions publicly because they're still trying to figure out what happened and make sure that the facts that they have are accurate. But what I took away from it is they're not really in a hurry to sign him, and they want him to focus on getting that situation resolved. Obviously, it's not just the legal aspect of this, but there's a league component too. Remember last year, Mike Hall Jr., ran into a domestic violence situation himself in mid-August. Was able to plead that out outside of the courtroom there. Didn't go to trial. NFL suspended him for the first 5 weeks of the season. So the league is also looking into this. But it does feel like the outcome of not only the team investigation, but the league investigation and the legal process could potentially weigh heavily on their decision to sign him, and then also, too, what that contract actually looks like.
Darryl, I know that no two situations are the same. I'm not trying to necessarily compare what exactly happened off the field with Mike Hall Jr. last year and with Quinshon Judkins this year. But how different are these situations given the fact that Judkins has not signed his contract compared to Mike Hall being under contract when things happened last year for the Browns?
No, I mean, that's really the biggest difference from, just looking at it through the football lens. It's unfortunate that the Browns have as many players charged with assault as they had victories last year. That's a pretty sad state of affairs. now the team, and Barry talked about this yesterday, they're doing all they can to provide players with the education and the resources necessary to try and prevent these situations from occurring. But it's just, it's unfortunate that they continue to occur with players that Andrew Barry brings into that building. So, you know, I am interested to see what the league ultimately decides to do. If Mike Hall Jr.'s situation is any indication, Danny, that tells you that even if and when they sign Junkins, he's not going to be available to them in week one.
Talk with our Browns insider, Daryl Ryder, here on The Fan, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You mentioned Andrew Barry in all this, in his draft picks specifically, Daryl. Now, listen, like, I don't necessarily blame him for Quinshon's situation, because there was no red flags with Quinshon Judkins. Like, they were clearly caught off guard by this as well. But how much of this culture that's been created where they are accepting of players even with the red flags, and that's been a thing for a while now, how much of where the state of this team and the types of players that they bring in and the issues that go on off the field, how much of that does fall on Andrew Barry's lap, just given his role in creating the culture that they've created?
Yeah, I mean, he's the one bringing in the players, right? And yeah, you're right. You can't blame Andrew Barry for these players ending up in these situations. They are the ones who are accountable for their actions, not Barry. But it is and has been an alarming trend. And that includes the franchise quarterback that they gave $230 million fully guaranteed to. They were perfectly fine bringing him in under the circumstances with which he came to Cleveland. You know, all the press conferences and meaningless quotes aside, the bottom line is they were perfectly fine with that. You know, they actually did organizationally a pretty good job for a while, you know, helping him rehab his image. They rehabbed Kareem Hunt's image very well. You know, it's unfortunate that the Browns continue to make more bad news off the field than they seem to make good news on the field.
One of the other things that AB talked about a little bit yesterday was the quarterback situation. Obviously, that came up with four quarterbacks on the roster. And he said all four guys could go into the regular season on the roster if they are, quote, 53-man worthy. Do you buy him saying that all four guys could be here when the regular season starts?
I do. Because he made also mention about the back end of the roster there, you know, the post game day 48, right? So your positions of your roster positions 49 through 53 are of the developmental variety. Well, they have two quarterbacks here that are of the developmental variety. And they have two guys that...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They feel can go out there and play. in Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. And just look at how they are repping these guys, which basically nothing has changed from the spring. Kenny Pickett got first true 11-on-11 reps. That's offense versus defense, not just offensive players pretending to be the defense. But the first true 11-on-11 reps on Wednesday went to Pickett. Yesterday, they went to Flacco. Then the red zone drill, it was Pickett first up, followed by Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, and then no Flacco. And by the way, Shedeur Sanders did not get any of the 11-on-11 reps in that first true period yesterday either. So for the folks that want to sit here and twist themselves into a pretzel and talk themselves into Shedeur Sanders winning this quarterback competition, I'm here to tell you it's not happening. There is a 0.0 chance right now, the way these reps are being handed out, that he's going to win that job. Because you can't give a fifth-round pick the starting job if you're not giving him consistent reps on the field. And I understand there's only so many reps to go around. Stefanski's also still dividing the fields during 7-on-7, vets on one, rookies on the other, to maximize that time because they're in this compressed window, this ramp-up period, right? Practices are around 70 minutes long. You know, first padded practice will be on Monday. And to me, that's where the rubber starts meeting the road, is starting Monday when they put the pads on. That's really when we can take deep dives into analyzing which quarterback is getting the reps and with what with which unit and how many reps they're getting and things like that, because the pads go on and that's when things start to get a little real here in camp. Right now, it's, you know, they're in, you know, shirt, shorts, and helmets. So, you know, and it sounds like, just based on Stefanski's comments, he wants to begin paring this thing down next week. And for me, I think the first guy that's going to be not so much voted off the island, he'll still be here, he isn't going anywhere, but Shedeur Sanders, I think, will be the first removed from contention because, again, he's not getting meaningful 11-on-11 reps. And when I talk about meaningful, that is where he's going against the first and second team defenses.
So you've mentioned that the practice fields are still split at times in terms of the younger guys on a separate field than the older guys. And I know that we talked, Daryl, about Saturday sort of being the day that Kevin Stefanski and Tommy Rees can sort of huddle up and figure out where things are at. So what do you expect to change with the process next week as far as the quarterback stuff goes? I know Shedeur being voted off the island, as you put it, might make sense, but how are they going to operate differently after this, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think that what they're going to be forced to do is to pare down some of these reps and start to consolidate them. It was funny, Joe Flacco laughed a little bit yesterday about all the attention that was paid to him not getting reps on Wednesday. And he's like, come on, we ran like literally 20 plays during that practice.
Yeah.
So can we take it easy, right? And then we're like, well, no, because it's our job to pay attention to who's getting what reps and where and with whom and all that kind of thing. But, you know, I feel like that we're going to see mostly Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, and Dylan Gabriel getting those meaningful 11-on-11 reps starting on Monday.
Daryl, staying with the quarterback competition one more time. I think many of us have kind of etched in our minds that the way this thing ends up going, if they are only going to keep three, is, well, hey, or at least on the active roster, is going to be, hey, they'll keep the two rookies and one of the veterans will start and they'll try to trade the other one or whatever they decide to do. Have we been looking at it wrong, though? Because, like, especially your answer two questions ago, well, you're alluding to Andrew Berry's comments on the practice squad and those designations and how they can utilize those things. Could this actually end with them maybe cutting one of the rookies and just trying to get them to the practice squad instead, and we're just maybe in denial of that?
No, because you're not getting those rookies to the practice squad. Someone's going to claim them. So, and he's not cutting, I would say maybe Dylan Gabriel is the guy you could try that with. I said that a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
But, like, he's a third-round pick. He's not cutting his third-round pick to do that, right? So, I do think, remember the last time that they went with four quarterbacks on the initial roster before making a trade was 2023. And what happened that year? They needed more quarterbacks, right? They needed like four or five guys to get through that season. So I am curious to see if maybe what happened that year informs Barry's decision making. Like, if it's Joe Flacco, like, let's be honest, he's 40 years old, right? How much does he have still in the tank? Kenny Pickett is in his fourth season, still a little bit of an enigma. We think we know what he is. The Browns believe that he's better than what he has shown in his time with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Didn't show a lot, obviously, last year because the Eagles won a Super Bowl and he held the clipboard for Jalen Hurts there. But like, I feel like when I look at this particular situation, that the likelihood of them keeping four quarterbacks legitimately, not to play games with the rest of the NFL where the league's like, I dare you to cut one of these guys type of deal, right? Before I trade for somebody. But I really feel like they're going to go with four quarterbacks unless there is an injury somewhere league-wide where Barry is able to flip one of the quarterbacks for a draft asset.
We almost had that yesterday with the Jets. Darryl, we got about 30 seconds left here. We were talking before you came on here about this. What grade would you give Steven Vogt for his managing this year, especially juxtaposed to last year where he was, it was pure brilliance and he could really do nothing wrong?
Yeah, I'd probably say a C. Mm. He tends to tinker a lot late in games, which I understand. And when you have the offensive prowess or the lack of offensive prowess the Guardians have had for much of this season, and by that I mean pretty much the bulk of the lineup hits below 250, I kind of understand it, but let's put it this way. I don't think that this team is playing above their talent level like we saw them last year, so that's why I kind of give them an average grade because, well, they're an average baseball team even though they've won 11 of 14.
He's Darryl Ryder. He's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, and he sure gave us a lot to talk about here on the other side. Darryl, appreciate the time as always. I'll see you out there in Berea in a little bit here.
Look forward to it, guys, and have a great weekend.
Good stuff from our Browns insider, Darryl Ryder, again, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.